are now invited to listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you, and welcome to our broadcast. We're so glad you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might once again come in and minister to you. Well, last week we made another big boo-boo, but I guess that's one of our trademarks, is making mistakes. But if we never made a mistake, you'd begin to think I'm perfect, and I'm far from being perfect because God is still working on me. But last week we told you we would be giving you our brand new address, and then we went through the whole entire broadcast and never did do that. But we are busy right now trying to make a new intro and outro for our radio ministry. As you know, and many of you have heard, I mentioned on the broadcast that I have resigned and retired from the Linside charge of the United Methodist Churches. And my, those folks were so good to us. And today we do want to remember those folks. Today is our last service on the charge. We were at Dropping Lick last Sunday, had a great time. Then we had a great time fellowshipping with the people at a great dinner. We had a good time in fellowship, and we appreciate all the folks up there. And my, I could take the whole 30 minutes and tell you how good they were to us, and still yet leave a lot of things out. But we want to remember those folks today, and we want to thank them for the good 10 years that they gave us. We'll be giving that at the end of the broadcast. But right now, let's get our broadcast started. You know, I like the fast and lively songs, and I hope you like them too. It says, "Let's have revival.
Let's have revival from the pulpit to the pew. Let's have revival that starts with me and you, that reaches out lost and hungry world to bring them in. This is our joy. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost revival. Let's have revival. Sometimes we just go through the motion, never let the Spirit out. No power in the program, no victory in the shout. But God will give us back the joy. Open up the Bible, lay aside formality and have revival. Let's have revival from the pulpit to the pew. Let's have revival. Let it start with me and you, that reaches out lost and hungry world and bring them in. This is our joy. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost revival. Let's have revival. Well, I asked an old-time preacher man how revival came back then. He said we start down on our knees in prayer and then just open up two books, songbook, and a Bible, and you sing and preach the word, you'll have revival. Let's have revival from the pulpit to the pew. Let's have revival. Let it start with me and you, that reaches out lost and hungry world and bring them in. This is our joy. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost revival. Let's have revival. Let's have revival from the pulpit to the pew. Let's have revival. Let it start with me and you. It reaches out lost and hungry world to bring them in. This is my joy. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost revival. Let's have revival.
Yes, sir. Just get the songbook, a Bible, preach from the Word of God, sing a few good old gospel songs, and see a soul saved, and then you will have a revival. Let's don't forget our shut-in today. We preach a lot to the shut-in folks because our heart goes out to them. Miss Ethel Coulter, always remembering her, and then Miss Margaret Higginbottom, not a shut-in. Margaret is not, but we're so glad that she's still going, doing so well. And then Clyde and Juanita Murphy, been thinking about them. My good friend, Pastor Higginbottom, hope he's doing all right. Haven't heard from him for a while. I wish he'd send me a recitation. We get it back on the air for you because I know a lot of folks like that. And then I want to remember Alan Prophet and his wife, Melinda, and all the folks over around here in the Beckley area. I have so much trouble saying that because we've got so much ministry going. And a lot of people have asked, are we going to continue? Yes, we've got plans. I mean, our plans are to continue right on with the radio ministry as long as the people will support and help us to maintain them. Then we got other plans. We'll be telling you more about that just a little bit later on. You see, God didn't call me to retire. He called me to refire. We still got a lot of messages, a lot of songs to be sung, and we got a lot of people wants to hear them, and that's what really makes it important, because God will send the preacher, but God will also give the preacher people that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, yes, we're as busy as we've ever been. We've been having some health problems, but we're doing much better, gaining ground every day, and our heart goes out to those who are sick and afflicted today. Let's go right back right now and let Martha do a beautiful song. She's done this so many times, but you see, we don't have a lot of new songs on, and then we've misplaced a lot of our tapes, but maybe we'll get some brand new songs out for you. And let's go back now and listen as Martha sings a song that she's been doing so many years.
Rain of a city, John Saul coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are open, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Lift me by the river over on that beautiful shore.
I believe in a God that is able. I believe that God, all things are possible to them that will believe. And one Sunday also, we were thinking very seriously about one Sunday being Youth Sunday. I don't mean to neglect the youth. I know that we have a lot of young people. We had young people at Dropping Lick and Linside and Rock Camp and Red Sulphur and people and young people that we admired and appreciated. And one Sunday, I'm going to preach directly just to the youth. I haven't forgotten you at all, but I want to do a song for the youth. And a little boy, young boy, I said little boy, oh no, said that, a young man there in the Dropping Lick Church, and he liked that song called No Ground. So we're going to go right now and do that song, and I'm going to come back in just a moment.
Of the hour, and can you see the battle going on? Don't give up when you stumble, soldiers lose their way. Just tune your ear to always hear when the trumpet sounds. We're not giving up no ground.
No ground, we're giving up no ground.
Now
we are the cause we're fighting for. Devil, we're not gonna take no. Time compromising, it seems like the best way, but never when the least becomes involved. Now you can't hide a candle and hide it from the world, so make up your mind to shine when night is all around. We're not giving up no ground. Now people all around us have opinions. They offer advice they think is wise, but we all know the difference in what is right and wrong. So hold on tightly to the truth you're already found, 'cause we're not giving up no ground. No ground, we're giving up no ground.
Now we
got a cause we're fighting for. Never, we're not gonna take no more. No ground. We're giving up no ground. We're absolutely positively glory bound. We're not giving up no ground. No ground. We're giving up no ground.
Now we
are the cause we're fighting for. And we're not gonna take no more. No ground. We're giving up no ground. We're absolutely positively glory bound.
We're not giving up no
ground.
Who called his own servants and delivered unto them his good. I know that many people have said many things about his coming. Many people have made many different illustrations. And today, the second coming of Christ is the least thought about thing in the church today. We are not really anticipating the coming of Christ. Oh, I know that we get together, we worship God, we sing, we pray, we preach, we give of our tithes, we go home, but we never are really mind conscious that Jesus Christ is coming again. I think there's 260 passages of scriptures that relates to the second coming of our Lord. I read in the Bible that the Bible said that He will come as the lightning shineth from the east even to the west. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Did you not think the Bible said He will come in a twinkling of an eye? The Bible said in Acts the Apostles, as the disciples looked steadfastly into heaven, two angels came down and said to them, "Why stand you gazing into heaven? That same Jesus that went away will come again in lifelike manner." And that tells me that He is coming. I go back to the book of the Paul. And I read in 2 Thessalonians that the Apostle Paul, he ran into a group of people who were concerned about the eschatology of God. They could not understand what is happening to our loved ones. How about those that have died before us? What's going to happen to them, Paul? And Paul said, "I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep. Because the Bible said the trump of God shall sound. and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord. I say to you, there is something coming from the other side. And you know, a lot of people try to digress it. They try to dissect it, and they try to tell you it's like this and like that. But I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. But I have all the confidence in the world that it is going to happen. Did you not know that a percentage of our clergy that stands behind the sacred desk on Sunday morning does not even believe in the literal second coming of our Lord? Oh, why? Because they cannot understand it. We had a pastor came to visit me. And we sat in my study. And as we sat there, we began to talk. And this pastor friend of mine said to me, he said, "Brother Tommy, what do you think about the second coming? Do you really believe there is going to be a literal second coming of our Lord?" And I said to him, I said, "Yes, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have trouble explaining it. I sometimes even have trouble believing it. But I believe that He is coming." And this preacher said to me, he said, "I'm having second thoughts." He said, "There was a time that I really believed that He was coming. But," he said, "after the years I preached and after the years that I have studied and thought this thing over, I just really don't see how it can happen." I said, "God, did you hear what he said?" He looked at me right real funny. I said, "Did you hear what he said, God?" And then I turned back to him again and I said, "God doesn't care what you believe. He's going to do it anyhow. He don't ask our approval. He don't ask me what he can do. He has already said, I will come again. There is no power. There is nothing that can prevent the coming of our Lord. I say that when he gets ready to come, he'll come. He'll split the eastern sky. The Bible said the only ones that even know of the coming is God himself. Jesus said, I know not the time, I know not the hour. But I believe there will come a time, and this kind of gets me on shouting ground. I believe there will come a time when the Father will say to the Son, go now and get your children. And brother, when that happens, I believe the anthems of heaven will gather. I believe the choirs will gather, the trumpets will be sounding, and I believe that he will come forth as a shout. And the graves will burst asunder. And then we can sing, there ain't no grave going to hold my body down. You may put me in the ground and you may say a few swelling words over me, but there's going to come a voice down through the eons of time and the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ are going to rise victoriously over hell, death, and the grave. And then, Curtis, we can say this. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You see, there is something coming from the other side.
In the dark of the midnight, I have oft hid my face. While the storms howl about me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of your hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan tells me there's no need to try. There's no end to sorrow. There's no hope by and by. Oh, but I know Thou art with me. And tomorrow I'm gonna rise where the storms will never darken the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of Thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you letting us come in your homes today. We certainly have enjoyed doing the broadcast. And again, we'd like to say that we appreciate the folks who have helped us financially. We appreciate the charge that we've just came from, the Linside United Methodist Charge. We wish them well. The new pastor will be beginning there on the 24th. And we'll be telling you more about our ministry as it goes along. We will try to maintain the broadcast here on 990 AM and also here on 99.5. And we could use your support. Don't forget that we're also sticking on the website. If you'd like to pull us up on the stbi.org, then you can do that. We're still maintaining our website. We're going to continue as long as possible. We have much more to tell you about our ministry. As I've said so many times, we're not ready to quit just yet. God's not through with us. So we appreciate Dana Olson and also Daryl Olson and the help that they've done on the website ministry. We appreciate you. Always remember that without you, we would not be able to maintain the broadcast. But through God, all things are possible to them that will believe. So until we meet you again by radio this coming Sunday, we will be doing an intro a little later on and an outro and be giving you that address.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Let's reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems a confusion and doubt. They seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend. And He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow, there's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot weep. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me.
See you again. Will you pray for us? Martha and I certainly need your prayers. We are praying for you. And until we meet you next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. Here without Jesus to call on, just call me gone. There's no more heartaches. Call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear him call.
Thank you for listening, and you are invited to listen each Sunday at the same time. And always remember, there's something to believe in.